This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our dermatology and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. David Rahimi, a board-certified dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon in Los Angeles, California, and the founder of Forever Young Incorporated. He is a highly skilled physician and one of the top doctors treating acne and ethnic skin in the country. Welcome, Dr. Rahimi, to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you for having me. I am delighted to be here and answer some of your questions.
Well, I'm delighted as well. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So first of all, what is acne and what causes it?
Well, acne is probably a combination of many different conditions. Some people don't even consider it a disease because it is so common. We all go through it. Acne has many different components. It can be genetic, it can be hormonal or environmental. So when I see a young person or an older person for that matter in my practice, I sit down and I find out what is causing their acne. Are they using products on their face that are too heavy and are causing the acne? Are they holding their phone too close to their face or not changing their pillowcases often enough? Or is it an environmental thing or is it a hormonal thing? In women, we often think about checking their hormonal levels to make sure that they're healthy. So it's complicated. Whenever you see 50, 100 different things that treat the same condition, it means nothing works well for everybody. So it needs to be individualized. You need to look at the person and find out what's causing it. And once you found out what the cause is, then you can start treating it and hopefully prevent scarring. Eric, the most important thing for me when I see someone with acne, the first question I ask is this person getting scars on their face? Because acne will go away. Eventually, it will burn out and go away. Most people are not even bothered by it. But if it's going to leave craters and unsightful scars, that's going to be with you for a lifetime. And it can be devastating to a young person. It can devastate their self-worth, and it can be devastating to them when they're older, when they're looking for a job. So my number one priority is to find out what's causing their acne and how I can safely treat it and prevent scarring.
Now, tell us about your practice in acne care and ethnic skin and what makes it unique from the rest out in the market.
Yes. Well, I trained with one of the smartest guys I've ever met, Dr. James Fulton. He co-developed with Dr. Kligman in the 1960s Retin-A. So he was the person who realized that Retin-A improves acne. And I've been practicing for over 16 years. I trained in New York at Mount Sinai Medical Center. I did my medical school at George Washington University. UCLA is my alma mater. And I'm fellowship trained both in dermatology and cosmetic surgery. So living in Los Angeles and having lived in New York and D.C., I have a special interest and a lot of expertise in people of color. And people of color, for example, Asians, Hispanics, African Americans, Middle Eastern patients, have different type of skin. They have usually thicker skin. They usually have oilier skin. They scar much more easily. So not all lasers are appropriate. Not all treatments are appropriate. So if you can imagine someone with Asian skin that has, for example, very thin skin, very delicate skin, very light skin, needs to be treated very differently than someone who is Hispanic, a man with thick, oily skin. So my philosophy is I put an individualized treatment for my patients addressing their specific needs. Are they in an area where there's a lot of sun? So a lot of these acne medications are photosensitizers, which means they make you more sensitive towards the sun. There are creams we can use. There are oral medications we can use. There are lasers we can use. There are procedures such as microdermabrasion and dermabrasion and chemical peels we can use. So I go over the entire spectrum and I find out what works for that person or what is more likely to work for that person. and then gradually institute it safely, conservatively, and cost-effectively.
When you talk about ethnic skin, can you describe who might fall into this category, taking that a little further?
So, for example, as I said, I live in Los Angeles, and more than 50% of people who live in the greater Los Angeles area are considered ethnic. Hispanic, Asian, African-American, olive-complected people from the Middle East, and people that are just, you know, dark Italian and from Spain. I mean, anybody that's not blonde, blue-eyed, can have sort of an ethnic component, either in their background or in their family, they've had someone that was darker complected. So, and like I said, when someone of an Asian background, for example, they get a little burn on their arm, it heals pretty quickly, but it leaves a brown mark on their arm that can last for months and months and months. So if the same person gets a little blemish on their face, a little acne, the acne may be gone in 4 or 5 days even with no treatment. But if they touch the acne or don't touch it, it may leave a little mark that's going to be there for months and months. So we want to prevent that, and we want to prevent it from leaving a little depressed scar.
Today we are with Dr. David Rahimi, a board-certified dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon in Los Angeles, California, and the founder of Forever Young Incorporated here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rahimi, what are some of the problems you see treating acne?
Well, acne is a very common condition. A lot of people face it during growing up. The hardest thing for me to find is to find a regimen that doesn't interfere with their lives and works safely and effectively without much downtime. So some patients are good about putting creams on their face. Others hate putting creams on their face. And these are things we discussed during the consultation. Some patients have acne on their face, chest, back, and all over. Putting creams is just not practical. You would use a tube of cream every day, so we need to go to oral medications. Lasers have come along. Lasers are becoming more and more effective in treating acne and acne scarring. Forever Young, my institute that I formed in 1999, has 30 different laser and light sources. We have lasers that address the redness of scars, such as dialyte laser. We have lasers that are non-ablative, meaning no cutting, no scabbing, no downtime, that kill the bacteria that cause acne, such as cool touch laser. We have lasers that treat the acne scars once they are already there, such as mixed fractional CO2. It's a fractionated CO2 laser that takes off layer after layer of the skin, and we literally sculpt our patients' faces. So we shine the light from the side. We can see each and every little crevice. We use big loops and magnifiers and then laser them until we plane them. So we have a lot of different modalities that we can use to prevent acne, to treat existing acne, and to remove acne scarring.
What are some of the procedures you use in your practice to treat acne patients?
Yes. Well, we have the whole spectrum. Like I said, I would consider myself one of the most experienced acne surgeons here in Los Angeles. We do old-fashioned diamond dermabrasion, where we actually use tiny little pieces of diamond and abrade the skin and rub the skin until we get underneath the scars. That's the most aggressive thing we do. Then we have chemical peels, light peels, medium depth peels, TCA peels, Yesner peels, and again, we choose the right peel for the patient depending on how much downtime they have, how deep their scars are, and how much improvement they are expecting. Sometimes we take a little bit of the patient's fat, we spin it down, add their stem cells to it, and actually fill in the little holes with fat and stem cells. We do something called TCA cross, which is a type of a chemical peel. We do dermapen, which is a pen with tiny little needles that goes to the bottom of the scars and actually puffs them up. We do saline injections. We actually inject salt water into the scars to puff them up. We do something called subcision, where we take a tiny little needle called a no-core needle, and we make the scars puff up, the scars that are really deep. So we have everything from lasers to peels to injectables. Sometimes we use Restylane, Juvederm, Perlane, Radius. There is a new filler that just came out called Belafil that's permanent. So again, we look at the patient, we look to see how much improvement they're expecting, how much downtime they have, do they want to do it in one big session, stay home for a few days and recover, do they want to do it in smaller increments and keep coming back with no downtime, and then we put an individualized plan together for them and get it done. You know, I literally have people fly in from every state and out of the country to have acne laser surgery with me. So they find me online. We have 40 different videos on YouTube. We have been talked about on acne.org and Real Self. They send me photographs of themselves, front, side, a little bit about their past medical history and what they've tried. And I do an e-consult, and I tell them, you would benefit from a combination of subcision, mixed or fractional CO2 laser, and let's say punch grafting and fat grafting. And then we prep their skin when they're in their own state or country. They fly in. We make accommodations for us, for them. They have the procedure, stay a day or two, and then fly back. So we've been quite successful in putting a good program together for patients to significantly improve their acne scarring safely and effectively.
Lastly, for those listening in that may feel that there is no hope for their acne situation, what would you tell a patient? Is there hope for acne patients?
Everyone's acne and acne scarring can be treated. The most important thing is, if you're a woman, see a dermatologist or an OBGYN to make sure that your hormones are in order. There's a condition called PCO, polycystic ovarian syndrome. A lot of young ladies with uncontrollable acne can have a cyst on their ovary, and the treatment is birth control pill. And see a competent, capable, and experienced dermatologist who has an interest in acne and acne scarring. Start conservatively with creams. If they don't work, we go to oral antibiotics. And even Accutane has a place in severe recalcitrant acne that's leaving terrible scarring. I use it judiciously. I watch my patients very closely. And once the acne is dried up and gone, we address the scar. So, yes, everyone's acne and acne scarring can be controlled. When I walk down the street in 2015 and I see a young person with big cysts and deep divots in their skin, just my heart bleeds. This shouldn't happen. This person shouldn't have to walk and live the rest of their life with big scars on their face. But even those scars are now, we are becoming better and better in removing.
Well, certainly has been good to speak with you, and certainly great information. Certainly, I'm sure this is good news for those listening in that can relate. Where can our listeners get more information, and also where can they be in touch as well?
Eric, the easiest thing is if they go online and put foreveryoung.net. I have a very informative website that has hundreds of pages on all these procedures. Under procedures, if they click on acne and acne scarring, they can read about everything I just said today. I am publishing my second book. I'm working with a very brilliant writer, Karen Olson, who's putting all this information together in a book format that will be available for purchase on Amazon and through my practice. So I would love for your listeners to go to foreveryoung.net. or call my office directly at 323-653-7700. Consultation is free. I will be happy to see them and put a program together for them and erase and eliminate their scars.
Well, Dr. Rahimi, again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today. Certainly look forward to another opportunity to have you with us once again.
Okay, thank you much. Great to talk to you. Thank you, Eric.
You are more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. David Rahimi, a board-certified dermatologist and cosmetic surgeon in Los Angeles, and the founder of Forever Young Incorporated. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's foreveryoung.net. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.